Of course, I think that it will be rejected, the demand by the Libyan government. But I think in the end, the question that the case, the judgment will be held in Libya, I think it's make part of the sovereignty of Libyan state to judging Saif Gaddafi and Abdullah Senussi and any other committed crimes in Libya.
Do you think Saif al-Islam can be given a fair trial in Libya?
Oh, I think that would be. I am not sure now how is the situation in Libya. I was there for a couple of months and then just came back to Paris 15 days ago. The situation is not yet comfortable, but I meet with the judges in High Court and also Court of Appeal and the Criminal Court for Libya. And then on most of them, they told me they are ready to judging the son of Gaddafi and any other that committed the crimes in Libya. For that, I think that the question just now how they will be working for that. But I think there's no any problem to have good and fair trial for Gaddafi's son and any other people they was working with Gaddafi.
Do you believe claims that al-Islam wants to be tried in Libya?
I doubt that the son of Gaddafi he really wants to be judged in Libya because he is afraid that he will be sentencing or condemning by the punishment. I am not sure that he will say that, but I think that he is preferred to be judged before ICC, where there is almost guarantees for him to be far away from or without any punishment or execution against him.
How do you think this latest development affects the complementary nature of the International Criminal Court?
As you know, that I was appointed by the ICC for Darfur case, and then this is also a mass of cases I have seen it in the court, where the judges are not really understanding the mentality of other countries. And most of people, they are come as judges, they was come as political judges. They are not really people, they have a very background in justice. Almost of them, they was elected, as you know, the judges by the states. And then almost of these judges, they came without any experience in the criminal law and in criminal procedure or in criminology. That was one of the big problems when we was in ICC. I told the people that they should be changing the method to have judges. They have just because they come from countries where they are elected or they have some relations or like that. Because you know that almost of judges, they chose it by continental. For example, sometimes we choose as African judges, but they are unable to understanding the law. Almost of them, they was from Ghana or from Mali or from other countries. I meet with them, and then I am sure they are not really understanding the law. Even if the people they come from Lithuania or other Eastern Europe, they was unable to understanding the mechanism of the justice and the criminal justice in the Western countries. And then they also they don't know how is the international law. This is was very big problem, I think.